Picture your favorite Saturday morning community show, one that spotlights 5Ks, church bake sales, school theater productions. In Baton Rouge, Louisiana, the Around Town Show was exactly that, along with its effervescent host, Scott Rogers, a Brit with a lingering accent who made every local viewer feel like a VIP. But on the humid morning of August 27, 2014, sheriff's deputies pushed past TV cameras and crime scene tape outside Rogers' country home. Inside, they find a beloved host dead from a single gunshot wound, with a second body, barely alive, clinging to what little breath he has left. Baton Rouge's feel-good show had just collided with a decades-old nightmare.
It's Friday, and you're listening to MU Minis.
What is up, crime crew? Ed here from Murder Unscripted, and I want to welcome you to MU Minis, where every Friday we cover big crime in a fraction of the time. But do not fret, because our full-length episodes still drop every Tuesday, so smash that subscribe button so you don't miss out. Now let's get into this week's mini. Scott Rogers wasn't always Scott. You see, two decades earlier in Suffolk County, England, he was Richard Scott Rogers, founder of the Performing Arts Academy for Kids. Parents adored Scott's charisma and marveled at the polished productions he and his students would put on. That is until whispers spread that the blinding stage lights were hiding a dark secret. Parents began noticing that the school felt cult-like, especially after they got wind of Rogers' past. It seems that in 1991, he was arrested for sexual assault on a 13-year-old boy and charged with multiple counts of indecency the following year. A London jury deadlocked in 1993, leaving Rogers legally acquitted, but socially radioactive. Soon, classrooms at the Performing Arts Academy emptied, causing Rogers to abandon his position as well as his UK address. In 1996, Rogers packed his dreams and his dark secrets and boarded a plane. He initially landed in Texas, trimming his name to Scott Rogers on U.S. immigration forms. Questioned about any prior arrests, he purposely leaves blank, an omission that prosecutors would later call potential wire and mail fraud. Making the trip with Rogers were two teenage boys from the academy, Matthew Hodgkinson and a classmate that authorities call Stuart. They were 12 and 13 respectively when, they say, Rogers began abusing them. In America, they became his protégés, or his producers. And for one of them, something far more disturbing. By 2000, Rogers relocated from Texas to Louisiana and built a pastel-painted studio inside his St. Gabriel home, quickly charming his way into WAFB-TV. There, the Around Town TV show blossomed. Viewers trusted the seemingly kind-hearted Rogers, who promoted every charity fun run, every church jambalaya sale. But behind the scenes, Rogers was adopting a 10-year-old son, took in a 2-year-old foster child, and even arranged a feverish Las Vegas marriage between Matthew Hodgkinson, who was now in his 20s, and Rogers' own daughter, Kimberly, a union investigators would later call a visa sham. From the outside, the Rogers household looked like a modern-day Brady Bunch, running a wholesome TV empire. But inside, the power dynamics were far murkier. Sheriff Brett Stassi from the Iberville Parish Sheriff's Office, who I interviewed for an episode of Cold Case Files, he's an awesome dude. He said what Scott had run away from in the UK was coming back to bite him in the United States. For Rogers, the walls were closing in. Federal agents were pouring over his foster care filings and find that every signature is another lie. On August 15th, child welfare officers removed both the foster and adopted children from his home. And a week later, a custody hearing uncovered Rogers' buried UK sex case for the first time in a Louisiana courtroom, setting the table for a possible grand jury hearing for adoption and visa fraud. With nowhere left to hide, Rogers called a family meeting on the night of August 26, 2014, the day before he was scheduled to testify at the grand jury hearing. According to the BBC, Rogers allegedly told his household, "Maybe we ought to all lie down and shoot ourselves." Following that conversation, the youngest Stuart immediately filed for federal protection. Meanwhile, Rogers' daughter Kimberly prepared herself to testify, while Matthew remained at home to think long and hard about Rogers' proposal. The next morning, August 27th, as Kimberly answers questions at the Iberville Parish Courthouse, deputies head over to Rogers' property, where they discover a horrific scene. In the master bedroom, Scott Rogers is lying peacefully under his covers with a single bullet wound to his head. Matthew Hodgkinson is unconscious beside him, a bullet in his head and a handgun just inches from his outstretched hand. Investigators find a handwritten note that reads, "They broke our happy, loving home. They do not get to take Scott too." Sheriff Stassi believes the pair prayed together and agreed to a murder-suicide pact. Hodgkinson is rushed, still breathing, to Our Lady of the Lake Medical Center, placed in an induced coma, listed as critical. Unfortunately, he never regains consciousness, and on September 5th, doctors take him off life support at the behest of Kimberly, who arrived at the hospital with a new boyfriend. Sheriff Stassi sums up the tragedy in one blunt word: karma. He believes Rogers had a long history of abusing and controlling children, including Matthew Hodgkinson. The arranged marriage to his daughter Kimberly was a farce, simply to hide their secret relationship. Stassi believes Rogers was legally cornered and choreographed his final act, convincing Matthew to pull the trigger not once, but twice. First, for the mentor who had controlled him since boyhood, and then again for himself, bookending a decades-long cycle of manipulation by issuing one final commitment. With the deaths of their two key witnesses, federal prosecutors quietly closed the fraud case. Yet, the broader reckoning is far from over. Across the Atlantic, former students from that Suffolk Academy still trade emails wondering how many children were harmed and how many warning signs were missed. One boy called Rogers the worst predatory pedophile you can imagine, a master manipulator. In Baton Rouge, fans of the Around Town show were forced to rethink everything they knew about the smiling man with the Southern Fried British accent, asking themselves how they never saw the darkness creeping in from the corner of the screen. Scott Rogers' story is a reminder that evil often hides in plain sight, be it behind a spotlight, beneath a teacher's praise, or inside a TV host's easy charm. For Scott Rogers, the past he thought he'd outrun was simply waiting for its cue. And when the curtain finally fell, it took two lives and shattered countless others, reminding us that showmanship can often cloak unthinkable secrets, but only for so long. That's it for this week's MU Mini. Tune in on Tuesday for our next full-length episode. And until then, stay safe, stay curious, and stay unscripted.